Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I would like to touch on the subject of when you think you're done, but God says no. So many times within our lives, we sit and we work our lives out to the T. There's so many things that we often put into place. We plan, we set goals, we do various different things to make sure that our lives have rhythm, that our lives has routine and it has order. Now, these are not bad things, because I think that each and every individual within life should have goals. We should strive to work towards something, because at the end of the day, a vision is the broader picture, the bigger picture, but we need steps to get there. And so, of course, we learn in life, whether it's at school, when we go to university, when we start working, we learn to work with the ability to plan and to function within that realm of goal setting and just doing things within our lives to progress. Yet sometimes God comes along and he just changes things completely. God comes along and he decides that he's just going to push our lives in a different direction. And sometimes we see this as God just coming and just turning our lives upside down. And for a structured person, a planner, things like that are not always easy. It is something that unsettles us. It is something that makes us feel like we are not in control. I'm not sure, but I think that I've shared this before. One of the things that made me realize a while ago within my life that I like to be in control was, I remember one day my husband and I, we went on a trip to Cape Town, or we went to Durban. I can't remember which place we went to. But anyway, as we were driving, he was trying to explain to me cruise control and saying to me, no, I must use cruise control because cruise control is so good. And he's explaining to me all these things that I should be doing, trying to expose me to brand new things. And I looked at him and I said to him, no, I don't trust that. If I'm not in control, then I don't trust that. What if that thing fails me? I don't trust that the car will just stay on a normal speed. And I remember thinking to myself as I was saying this, was that just a very silly thing that I said or what? But I realized something about myself back then. I don't like to be out of control. I also realized that so many people want to be in control of things. And here's the thing about God. God doesn't work with our schedules. He doesn't always work with our step-by-step plans. He doesn't always cater for the things that we have put into play. He comes and he switches things around. He turns it upside down. And sometimes it feels like our lives are a mess, because we can't understand God's processing, his timing, and the way that he does things. So in the Bible, there's a story about Abraham and Sarah. At this time and at this moment, God begins to speak to Abraham, who's Abram at the moment, at that particular time. And he says to Abram, I'm changing your name to Abraham. And he says to him, and I'm changing your wife's name from Sarai to Sarah because of the capacity and the new day that I'm placing on you. Further on, he says to Abraham that you are going to have a biological son from your loins, from you and Sarah. And Abraham starts laughing and he says, God, but how can this be? How is this possible? When I'm 100 years old and she's 90 years old, how will she bear a son? And God tells him about the promises that the lineage will come through his line, through his son. And Abraham says, thank you, thinking that it would be through Ishmael. And God says to him, no, it will be through you and Sarah. And at that moment, Abraham laughed. He did not understand what God was saying. He did not understand God's timing. He did not understand God's season within his life. Why? Because so many times, ladies and gentlemen, we go on a journey where we put God in a box based on our plans and our seasons that we have set out for ourselves. We make it as if God must fall into the things that we want. Yes, Abraham was old, and so was Sarah. They were both a big age. And practically speaking, when we speak about the biological clock ticking, Sarah probably had no chance. And this was really the place where they found themselves in a season where they were ready to retire. In a season where they were saying, I am done. I can't do this particular thing because it is not for me. I have passed that season. But God comes and he gives them a different perspective. God changes the way they understand his system or perceive his system to work. You see, God's system does not work like the human system. His seasons do not work like our seasons. When we think we are done, God says you are not done. You could have been studying for years and years and saying, I'm at the pinnacle of my success. This is the highest point I've reached. You can be saying, I'm just a mother. There's no more that can come out of me. I got married. This is the highest place I want to be. You could have reached the greatest of success in your career and say, I am done because this is the highest level I will ever achieve. But this is the thing about God. With God, there's always more. With God, you will never be done. Just like Abraham and Sarah, he made a point of showing them that you are not done. He made a point of proving them wrong, that as a child of destiny, as a son and daughter of the Most High God, you never really retire. You never get to a place where you say that I'm retired or I've expired. Because in God, we can never expire. So for you to say that I am done. That is not something that exists in the vocabulary of God's world, within God's fear. It does not exist because in God, there's always more. And so we find that sometimes we reach a place in our lives where we are downcast. And we feel like we can't go on further. And we're saying, but I have done everything I'm supposed to do and I'm finished. There's no more for me to do. In other cases, we actually say, I have missed the season, so I can't do it anymore. You know, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. We are reaching the end of the year. And so many people are sitting and looking back and saying, I've missed it. I don't think I'm going to make it. But in God, there's always a new day. In God, there's always a second chance. In God, there's always the ability to become more. In God, you can always find the more in you. And when we begin to understand this, we will never reach a place of being expired, because you can't. This concept of retirement, I retire at the age of 60 as a woman and 65 as a man, it does not work in the kingdom of God. Because here's the thing, God looks so much deeper. God looks beyond the things that we think we are done with. When God sees you, doesn't matter which journey or which season you find yourself in, you can be in your old age. You are not retired. You could have studied every single thing in this world and say, I'm retired. God will always challenge us to the more of God. And this is the thing that we need to realize and we need to understand. That when God speaks his seasons upon us, it's never going to align with the seasons of the world. It's never going to take us into a place where we feel that I have disqualified myself. I am done. I am finished. There's no more in me. What do we need to do? When we reach moments like that, we need to come to God and align ourselves with his promises, align ourselves with his word, and start running again. Because in God, there's always more, and you will never be done. So when you think you are done, you are not. When I look at Abraham and I look at Sarah, they were in their old age and they thought that they had nothing to give, that they could not be fruitful. God says, in my season, you will always be fruitful. So come on, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanted to give up and you said to yourself, I am done, I'm here to tell you today that you are not done. Because in God, you can do all things. If he could do it for Abraham and he could do it for Sarah, how much more you? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne of grace and mercy, I decree and declare right now upon each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch them, Father, and give them a fresh understanding of the seasons they find themselves in. Let them not be found in a place of waiting and wanting, Father, but let them be found in a place of abundance, because they have sought your face and you have spoken to them and they have realigned themselves. Because in your kingdom, there's no word like retirement. There's no word like expiry. We constantly move in a place of newness and the grace to tap into the more. And so, Father, I decree and declare a new day over your people, and in this they will find themselves in you, knowing that they are moving in the more of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week again, and I hope that you have enjoyed today's talk. But for now, take care and God bless.
Thank you that I can come to you. Thank you that I can approach your throne, calling my name to come closer. Throw off my cares and come running home. Thank you that I come to you. Thank you that I can approach your throne. You're calling my name to come closer, to throw off my cares and come running home. Oh, to see the gates are flying open, the atmosphere of heaven spilling out, the beauty of the King is overwhelming. Your throne, you're calling my name to come closer, to throw off my cares and come running home. Thank you that I can come to you. Thank you that I can approach your throne. You're calling my name to come closer, to throw off my cares and come running home. Oh, to see the gates of my cares and